Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, Building a Household of Faith on a Foundation of Grace. Visit us online at graceheritage.org. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
Oh no, Spanish grammar. So, what should you say, bueno?
It's bien.
Yeah, bien. So, Portuguese, you say muito bem. Very good. Or you can say tabon, or you can say tabang, or you can say... fine. Yeah, I think they may be looser with their grammar. Some. All right, if you got a song sheet, I'm gonna try to teach you some new songs if I can remember all the tunes, and we're learning some new guitarists too. So you guys come and lead us on the first song, okay? We're gonna sing "Holy Is the Lord." Are you staying with me, please? I'd give you one of mine, but you broke all mine already. It's hard to keep up with all the pieces. I should have given y'all more warning, shouldn't I? You thought I was going to talk and jabber for a while. Ready? One, two, three, four. First two lines. We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing, everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His... It's rising up, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. And together we sing, everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Amen. Would you pray together with me, please? Father, thank You for the privilege, the opportunity to be together tonight. Thank You for the way that we can encourage one another. Thank You for the opportunity that's ours to sing to You, to recognize Your greatness. Father, our desire and prayer is that Your glory would indeed fill all the earth. Through the way that we live our lives, the opportunity we have to express our love for You in the days to come this week, Father, would You honor and glorify Yourself in all the earth? And would You spread Your glory, Father, through the gospel to people this week who know You not, places where the gospel has never been taught? We pray for folks who are in those kinds of places, and God, we will probably come into contact or have a chance to see people this week who have no understanding of the gospel who are in great darkness. And so we pray that you'll help us to be faithful in the opportunities that you present to us to exalt you and see your glory spread around the earth. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask you to be seated if you would. Benjamin, let me have that guitar if you will. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to try to teach you some new songs, and one of them, I left the chords at home. And so I have to remember these kind of from, it's not very difficult. So I'd like to try to sing through this verse complete in thee, and then see if you can start to learn this tune, okay? Complete in thee, no work of mine may take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and I am now complete in thee. I'll do that part again, okay? And I'll try to get a couple of chords right too. Complete in thee, no work of mine may take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and I am now complete in thee. Complete in thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace hath conquered, reign within. Thy voice shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Here's the chorus. Yes, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. So I'll do the chorus again for you, okay? Yes, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, each want supplied, and no good thing to me denied. Since thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more, complete in thee. Yes, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Let's bring my words out. Dear Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among thy chosen I will be at thy right hand complete in thee. Yes, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. All right, good. That's a. We'll keep working on some new ones like that, all right? Let me. These I do have chords for, I'm thankful. And I think you're going to know these. So would you stand with me to sing By His Wounds? He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our sins. Punishment what brought us peace was upon him, And by His wounds we are healed. We are healed by Your sacrifice and the life that You gave. We are healed, for You paid the price. By Your grace we are saved. We are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds we are healed. And by His wounds, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Before we sing this, I was looking through some psalms and finding psalms. I don't remember the numbers, but sometimes I have said, all that song is the same words over and over and over. And then I found a psalm today that said, His steadfast love endures forever, over and over and over and over. And so it's okay for things to be repetitious as long as the repetition is a good. And if you know this, go ahead and sing with me, okay? If you don't, I think it's pretty easy to learn. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. May be seated. Take your Bibles and turn over to Colossians chapter 1, if you will, please. I'd like to. trying to move some of these papers out of the way so I don't leave David and Benjamin in the same place that I left Stan last week. Okay. I'd like to give you just some more encouragements about prayer, and then we're going to spend some time praying together for one another. But let's look together in Colossians chapter 1. This is one of those prayers that I mentioned to you this morning that of Paul for the church, and it gives us content, meat for the way that we pray for one another. And I'm going to read beginning in verse 3 and down through verse 14, Colossians chapter 1. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth. Just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now, in thinking about content for prayer, I just want to keep trying to give us lots of hooks to hang some substance on so that as we desire to learn how to pray for one another and for the saints and for the work of Christ, this is both kind of an example of a prayer that we can follow, and it also gives us content for prayer. And so there are some things that we can learn out of this, and I'm primarily looking at verses 9 and following and those things. Oh, and I want to encourage you, if you haven't read D.A. Carson's book called Something Spiritual Reformation, it's a look at all these prayers of Paul through the New Testament. It has Spiritual Reformation in the title. I can't remember the full title of it, but if you're looking for something... A Call to Spiritual Reformation. That's it. Yeah, thanks. So he is really helpful in thinking about these things. So first of all, in the first part of verse 9, he helps us to think about linking thanksgiving with our petitions. So from the day we heard, we've not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of all His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And he's talked about how he has been thankful for them in the previous verses. And so he's linking his thankfulness to God for what's been going on in them and the requests that he's made earlier and his thankfulness for all that's been happening in the lives of the Colossian believers, and then linking that to making petitions for them. And so he begins by thanking God for what's been going on, and then he goes on to ask God to continue to give more. And so a way that you can pray for people is to thank God for what He's been doing in their lives or in your life, and you can ask Him to continue that. Ask Him, use that as a seed even, or a springboard towards thanking God, or towards petitions. Too often, we're praying for things because something is broken. And the idea here is to pray for things because they're going well. To say, God, give us more of this, and ask Him to continue and to heap up blessings and to make provision for that by linking our petitions with things for which we're thankful. And then this is just a kind of a recurring encouragement from this morning about persevering in prayer, but I want to encourage you to pray consistently and intensely, to make this, to try to build this into your schedule. Not because it's a way for us to check a list, but because I'm convinced of the vital importance of praying and building relationship with God. And the pattern here for Paul is to say, we have not ceased to pray for you. And so there's been some kind of regular, ongoing prayer for these folks and some kind of consistency. And if you work off of lists, you know, or patterns or setting up things, maybe you pray for certain people on certain days or things like that. There are all kinds of little ways to think about doing that. But I want to encourage you to think about ways that you can develop consistency and then not relaxing, remembering not to mistake the resolve of the enemy to knock you off of a prayer life and to find ways to do that in very specific nature. And as you notice, the kinds of things he's asking for, that their walk would be fully pleasing, that they would bear fruit in every good work and so forth. So he's not just saying, God, please bless the Colossians. I am sure he wouldn't have even said that, but he wouldn't have referred to them as Colossians. Maybe he would, I don't know. But he's asking some pretty specific and intense kinds of things on a regular basis. And then a third reality that sort of springs out of this is that he's praying for people he doesn't even know. Paul's never been to Colossae. He's helping Epaphroditus, I believe, who was there planting churches and who came to Paul to express some concerns that he had about error that was going on in the church. And Paul has never even been there. And so he's praying intently for churches and people who he has never met. And so, again, I want to kind of hammer that thing that I said this morning about praying for all the saints and taking the opportunities that we can find to pray for all people. So there are some things that, again, are teaching us how to pray, how to think about organizing our prayers, but he also helps us to learn about what to pray. And this is, again, is that whole thing I was telling you about learning about content. The word that he uses here about filled is Paul's asking that God would carry out some actions in them, that he would do some things and accomplish things in them by giving them an understanding of his will, that he would grow them in spiritual understanding and wisdom. And so these are ways that we can pray for people in particular, specific kinds of ways. And so again, that we're not just saying, God, please bless my kids today, but we can pray for specific grace that they might grow in spiritual wisdom, that they're struggling in a particular area where they're not being very wise. God, would you give them wisdom in regard to this area? Or, God, I'm struggling because I don't understand your will for my life in terms of my spouse or my job. I need your wisdom and direction in thinking about that. Or I need your wisdom in thinking about how to deal with this sin. If I'm honest, you know, and you, prayer's the great place to be honest with God, right? There's no pretending. So if I'm honest with myself, God, I'm struggling with this sin. And I need grace to have understanding about how to battle with this, how to deal with that in a way that would bring you honor and that would bring me joy instead of the sorrow that I find myself falling into. So when Paul's giving these kinds of specific things, and again, I don't want to go through every bit of these words tonight. I'm not really prepared to go back through all those things. But I want you to see how he uses such specific language. For instance, in verse 10, when he talks about bearing fruit in every good work. The first thing I think about when I think about fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. And so that gives me cause to want to flip over to the... Is that in Galatians or Ephesians? I always forget. Is it Galatians? Okay. Invariably, I have to look in both places. And if I hit, I try to go back and forth. So, in Galatians, when you see the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience, are you devoid? Are you deficient in any of those things? Do you know people who are deficient in any of those areas? So this gives some good, solid content to pray about. To say, God, I'm praying that you will increase my patience. Not that you would stop all the people around me who tend to try my patience, but that you would grant to me patience in dealing with these things. You see things that are coming in the day, or you've had events in the day that have sort of provoked you And I would encourage you to start praying in these kinds of ways too. To ask God lots of why questions about what has happened. In particular, with regard to the way that you're reacting to what's going on in life around you. I would encourage you to pray these kinds of questions. God, when my parents did that and I reacted this way, would you help me to understand why I did that? God, what is going on in my heart that that spilled out then? And what does that tell me about my heart? What does that behavior tell me about what's going on in my heart? Or when my friend at school did this or that, or when that guy cut me off in traffic today and I did this, God, would you help me to understand why that is? If I believe that all the circumstances in God's universe are being controlled and run by Him and ruled by Him, then my life is coming into intersection with Him at different places all through the day and in His world and to the circumstances that He's providentially arranging and ordaining. And so I'm beginning to pray and ask God, so when that happened and I reacted this way, what is that telling me about my heart? And God, what does that show me about what you're calling me to be different, and so forth? So that's not in this passage. Just kind of going off, I guess, a little bit. But you can see how there are tons and tons of things for us to be praying about, specific things that we can be working towards and asking God for. And He does talk in verse 11, for instance, about being strengthened with power, according to His glorious might, for endurance and patience with joy. And those are things for us to be asking God for, to be strengthening us, to provide for us joy, endurance in the circumstances and situations of life. And so, this is a great way for you just to kind of camp out someplace this week in a text or a passage of Scripture and let it give you content so that you can learn what to pray. And verses 10 through 14 talk about why we pray. There's a result clause, or Paul says, we're praying these things for you. And verse 10, he tells why he's praying those things. And we pray so that we can learn to know how God wants us to walk and behave and live, and so that we can begin to submit our lives to that. We're praying so that we can understand what God's design for us is and begin to submit to that, so that we can begin to think after God's thoughts more, as opposed to taking off and then saying, well, I didn't think through that very well. We watched The Count of Monte Cristo the other night, and Edmond Dantes makes his escape from the prison by hiding in the body bag, and they think that they have a dead body, and the guys are going out, and they're swinging it like this, and of course Edmund's in the bag, and as they're swinging it, Edmund reaches through the opening in the laces and grabs the keys of the warden of the prison and drags him off this cliff with him, and 100 feet down into the water. And after Edmund grabs the keys and escapes and swims off, there are two guys that are kind of standing up there looking, and they said, we didn't think through that very well, did we? Now, those are the kinds of things in life we want to avoid. The next time you might just want to check in the bag, make sure he's dead. Yeah, think God's thoughts after him. So that you, I don't know how in the world that connects, but in my mind it does. The psalmist says, "I delight to keep your law," and it's thinking those thoughts after God, and delighting in what He delights in that helps us to think or to proceed rightly. We pray so that we'll be strengthened by the power of God. I mentioned that a few minutes ago back in verse 11. And then finally we pray so that we can be filled with joyful thanksgiving as God does His work in the world. You see this expression that Paul is is talking about. He's talked in the early part of the passage about the fruit that's growing in the lives of the Colossians. Then he talks about the fruit of Christ delivering them. He's delivered us from the domain of darkness, transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. And all these things give us great motive to pray and to be before God, developing relationship with Him and to rejoice in His provision for us. And so the simple things that we talked about this morning, these little simple helps tonight, hopefully give you some hooks to hang prayer on. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend that prayer is not sometimes hard work. It does take being thoughtful and organizing your thoughts. It does take persevering, sort of, and staying after it. Because even this morning as I was sitting down to pray, something happened in the room and distracted me. And I thought, oh, I've got to go do that. And as I was doing it, I thought, I was just praying about something very important. And the very thing I'm preaching about this morning, I'm not even doing. And, you know, we fall into that. So just don't be discouraged. That's what I want to say. I don't want to say, so work harder, focus more, be more diligent. You know, I think there's something in it. But mostly I want to say, don't be discouraged. Don't be thrown off because it sometimes is difficult or because God doesn't seem to respond in the timing that you desire or even the way that you desire. But look to Him. Continue in that. Don't give up on the means that God's ordained. Okay? And so I'd like for us to just spend a few moments together in prayer. And I'd like to hear about what some of your needs are so that I can be praying for you this week. And just to make you mindful also of a couple of things, if I could. And, you know, since everything matters to God, don't forget to pray for students who are having finals in the room. Benjamin's got one in the morning. And I'm sure there are other things. The press is on in the next week or so. You've probably got finals coming up, I guess. I don't know if you guys have. But he's got stuff. And, you know, these guys, we've got finals. So everybody in here gets touched by this final exam gig. Casey, is Rob, he have to work today? I talked to him this week and an oven melted. I have no idea what that means, but it was bad, I believe. So, yikes. Yeah, so Rob was telling me, you know, I thought I was going to get a month to sort of get up to speed and see what all was going on in this plant and kind of figure things out. And 2 weeks in, stuff's falling apart. So, and he gets to fix it. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's going on in people's lives now. So we want to be praying for one another in that. All right. So we pray for Rob. What else is going on, Melissa? So we'll be praying for that. What else do we need to be praying for? Mike, you guys were looking possibly at somebody to buy your house today? Is that? Okay. We know the one who can make that happen.
Paul, we had a call from Lindsay this afternoon. I had been watching the news and the weather. But she said it started raining yesterday morning in Nashville and has not stopped since yesterday morning. And as of this afternoon, I have been 18 and 20 inches.
Man.
And while she was talking to us on the
that's worse than it was in Memphis. Bobby said they got about 15 inches, and the house next to them had water in it, but theirs was dry, so they were spared. I'm thankful for that. So I'm going to be praying for those folks. Yes, Tom was going to Huntsville today because he has to be in a meeting tomorrow that he couldn't miss. So he was heading this afternoon. Okay, any other specific needs going on? Thank the Lord for that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hear words of encouragement, things for which we can be thankful. Let's don't forget all babies that are on the way. Martha and Tiana and Hillary and Jacob and Michelle. How many of y'all know Jacob and Michelle? Most of us kind of know them. Okay. I'm sorry? That's right, Eileen Peetman. I just found out this week Eileen Peetman's expecting. She'll be here, I think, next week, all glowing. So, thank the Lord for that good news. Okay, well, let's pray together. And, Brandon, could I ask you to start us out, please, sir? And let's mention some of these things specifically before the Lord. And would y'all remember just to pray for neighbors over here that we've put a lot of gospel information out back here last fall and over here across the street, and looking forward to doing that again before too long. So let's pray that God would bring fruit for those seeds that were planted. Okay, let's pray together for a few moments, and then I'll close this one as we get through. Okay.
Respond, and we thank you, God, in the name of our witness in the community. And we just pray that you continue to make us more and more reflective of your light, and you would just give us more and more flavor as we season this community, and that you would awaken taste buds to see that it is real, this is different, and this is good. And I want to be a part of it. I want a part of that Christ. I just pray that you would use us. We would be so thankful if you would use us to be that testimony to the Auburn and Blythe community. Heavenly Father, I also want to lift up myself, my high school students, college students, and professors who are just kind of crunch time. Pray that we'd be able to use our time well, efficiently. Pray that you keep us focused when we're working on schoolwork. We'd not be distracted by lesser priorities. God, that you would just be kind and that we would be able to get things accomplished well, success in these things as well as all things, that we would do it unto your glory. God, we do ask this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
People in Tennessee who are being affected by these storms, Lord. We know that you've caused them to occur. And we just pray that they would have your desired effect. But also, Lord, we just pray for the safety of these people, just that you would spare their lives, that you would just reopen pathways to hospitals, reopen the hospitals, Lord. Just allow people to, Lord, through this situation, be drawn towards you, that you would be the thing that they have to hold on to, Lord, that solid ground, and that just you would be revealed to them.
Father, we thank you for your provision for us in Christ. Thank you that by his sacrifice we've been made whole. And we pray that you would please give us a great sense of joy of walking with you in these days that are before us now and the week that's coming. That you would strengthen us to be diligent and persevering and watchful by praying. And that, God, in our prayer, you would meet us, help us and strengthen and encourage us for the walk that is before us this week. And God, I pray for our congregation, our church body, family. I pray that you would minister to the needs that exist in our lives by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would encourage our hearts and that you would comfort where that is needed, and that in the fellowship that we enjoy with you, we could enjoy and strengthen fellowship with one another. And Lord God, I thank you for the babies that you're growing in the wombs of these dear sisters that we mentioned. Pray for your sovereign mercy and help, and as you knit these babies together in their mother's wombs, Father, we ask you to protect them and that you would be pleased to bring healthy, happy children into the world, and that you would even now be equipping and helping those parents as they will be loving these babies. Please, oh God, we ask that you would keep us by the power of your Spirit this week, that you would strengthen our love for Christ, that you would enlarge our understanding of his beauty and glory and honor. And we ask for all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let's sing Come Thou Fount before we go tonight, okay? And guys, you want to come and help us? Don't forget we've got four verses and y'all've got three on here. Oh, you're waiting on me? Okay. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest grace. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place. And I know by hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. On that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face, clothed in radiant blood-washed linen. How I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry. Bring thy promises to pass. For I know thy power will keep me till I'm home with thee at last. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for your participation. And let me encourage you to take those papers home with you and use them for meditation this week, or put them in the trash can. All right? Either way. But take them with you. All right? God bless you as you go. We'll see you as the week goes on.
Thank you for listening. Grace Heritage Church meets in Auburn, Alabama. Services are held at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning at 1345 Annaloo Drive,